Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What, who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special hump day edition of the Tom Abraham Show. It's Alabama-Tennessee week. And that has got us out on the road for a special edition game day t-shirt remote. And where better to be than my favorite sub shop anywhere, Jersey Mike's. I've already had my first Philly cheesesteak, giant. Emphasis there is on first, because I'm definitely see me coming down, getting one of those for the road tonight. Yeah, it could happen. This is the brand new Jersey Mike's in the Village at Whitesburg and Airport Road. Now, when you pull in here, you can't miss it, because we're in the back corner, and you'll see the new ump truck out front there, all right? And we have the game day t-shirt. This thing is epic. It's the Life's a Butch tee with Al, Big Al, balancing a huge calendar with the words 4,018 days and counting on the bottom. Now, look, I wish I had 200 of these. If you're a Tennessee fan, you probably don't want one. I'll be honest with you. Now, depending on how the flow goes, we're prepared to ration these a little bit. Right now, we're okay. We might have to ration these. We might have to go like 20 an hour so that everyone gets a shot. But right now, they're available for you while supplies last. Come on down here and you can get one. And if even if we're rationing them, if we decide to do that, then we're still going to hook you up immediately if you walk in here with Alabama or Tennessee gear on. All right? Like Paul is here already, and he's got a big old Roll Tide t-shirt. And so, you know, we hook them up immediately. Yeah, that's the way that works. So we'll get you hooked up with one of these t-shirts immediately in that case. High drama in Yankee Stadium last night as the Astros built a comfortable 4-0 lead by the seventh inning. And then Aaron Judge hit a massive home run off the restaurant in center field, some 427 feet from home field or from home plate, making it 4-1. And then Sanchez with an RBI single made it 4-2, and then the eighth inning happened. The Bombers went off. The lineup coming back around to Judge and Sanchez. Judge ties it with a double off the wall, and then Sanchez finishes it. This is what it sounded like.
Swung on and line, base hit, right center field in the alley. Didi was running. Judge scores. Here comes Didi. He has got a score. Sanchez, a two-run double to the gap in right center. One of the greatest rallies I've ever seen.
And Chapman deals. Swung on, a high pop. They're going to get it. Gardner in left field. Gardner makes the catch. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Do we have the? I didn't hear the audio there from Joe Girardi and Aaron Judge. Do we have that in there, T-Mac? I'm not sure if we you heard that or not, but we'll get that for you. Again, we have the audio of all of that for you there. Now, the series is tied at 2. Game 5 today at 4. And, yes, it will be on right here at Jersey Mike's, Whitesburg, and Airport Road, because we've got the TVs here set up on FS1 where that game 5 will take place. Now, Yankee killer Dallas Keuchel for the Astros versus Masahiro Tanaka for the Yankees. Keuchel has never allowed a home run to a Yankee in over 200 ABs. Oh, what a game last night. And what a series this is. And how about Aaron Judge? ESPN senior writer Ian O'Connor, who is not prone to hyperbole, wrote this morning, quote, "Now we know where our grandfathers were coming from when they told their stories about Babe Ruth and how he could fill a ballpark with his overpowering presence at the plate. Aaron Judge is his generation's Bambino, plus 67 pounds of muscle and 5 inches of height. We are all lucky to be in his time," close quote. This kid's 25 years old. I don't know how he keeps his head about him when somebody is like Ian O'Connor, you know, a grown adult, is saying we are lucky to be in his time. That's pretty strong. Now, over in the NLCS, the Dodgers, or really Chris Taylor, have pushed the defending champ Cubs to the brink of elimination with a 6-1 win in Wrigley and now have 4 closeout chances, as Joe Maddon will tell you. That begins tonight. This is what last night was like.
On 3-1, Taylor with a fly ball to center field. Well hit. Jay going back to the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. A home run. Chris Taylor has shot over the wall in center, and the Dodgers take a 2-1 lead. Taylor, base hit, past Bryant, into the left field corner. Peterson will score. Taylor's on his way to third. Here's a throw. Head first slide, and he is safe. Chris Taylor with a home run in the third, triples into the left field corner, scoring Peterson here in the fifth, and the Dodgers take a 3-1 lead.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and throw a lot of hyperbole your way. I mean, it's just about our guys. I mean, you have to. Your back's absolutely against the wall. Tomorrow is a game seven. We have 3-4 game sevens in a row coming up right now. So it's just about, you know, we got to counterpunch it at some point, and that's absolutely necessary tomorrow. We need to gain some kind of mental momentum.
That was Joe Maddon talking about it. And, yeah, he's talking about some sort of momentum. I don't know what kind of momentum you can get, but, yeah. By the way, Charles wants us to tweet a picture of the T-shirt for those who can't come by. It's at – I think I did tweet a picture of the T-shirt. It was tweeted by the radio station as well, at Ump Sports, and then it was also tweeted by me earlier as well. There's a picture of it as well, so you can go there and check it out on the social media, that's for sure. And in Cleveland last night, the NBA got started with a good game, but a game marred by a horrific injury to Gordon Hayward, who landed awkwardly, breaking his leg in his first game with the Celtics, really in his first quarter with the Celtics. It happened after a slight collision with LeBron James, nothing nefarious there. James ended up playing the entire game. Remember, he came in with that bad ankle, he hadn't played, and it was a game-time decision. He had a great game. Most of the focus was on Hayward afterward.
Rebounded by Crowder. 90 seconds remain. Crowder gives to LeBron. Out come the Cavaliers. They move from left to right. And the crowd inside Quicklow's Arena rises to his feet. LeBron in the left alley spins. Floats. Scores. LeBron James has given the Cavaliers a 99-98 lead. Now it's Jay Crowder. Crowder lobs to LeBron. He gets doubled on the left side of the lane. Skips to Love. He's open. He squares. He shoots a three. He knocks it down. And Brad Stevens wants a timeout. LeBron James with his ninth assist of the evening sets up the Kevin Love triple.
You know, my thoughts and prayers go out to Gordon and his family. Hope for a speedy recovery, you know, healthy recovery. And those are the you know, injuries that, you know, you never see coming. You never want to happen, no matter who it is, no matter what the stature, no matter how much competitive nature that you have. It was just very unfortunate.
Yeah, I think both teams saw it. Everybody in the arena saw it. Yeah, that's hard. I mean, and, you know, I think everybody, whether you play on the Celtics or play on the Cavs, I mean, nobody wants to see that.
No one wants to see that. Gruesome. And you don't need to show it anymore on TV, okay? I don't need to see it on all of the .com sites as well. You know, here, let's just see how bad this guy's leg can look sideways. I've never been a fan of that, whether it was Kenyon Martin's gruesome injury, Joe Theismann's gruesome injury. We don't need to see this over and over again. Okay? We don't need to. I know if it bleeds, at least, but this guy is in unbelievable pain. His career is in jeopardy. You know, why they need to show this over and over again? I mean, you can't swing a dead cat on social media without seeing, hey, look at this guy's leg pointing in the wrong direction. Don't need to see it, okay? You can stop showing it. Thankfully, and we've got the FS1 on here at Jersey Mike's, Whitesburg and Airport Road. We got the FS1 on for the baseball game that is coming up. But Colin Cowherd's show was on a little while ago before that. And all we had to, you know, they just kept showing it over and over again. Over and over and over. And hey, let's look at it from this angle. Let's look at it from this angle. Now, this is his wife crying. Let's show you his mama. I mean, come on. Stop with that. All right, we're kicking things off today with a wide open first hour. So if you want to jump in, you can do that. You want to come on down, say hello, you can do that as well. I got an open mic here somewhere. You can jump on that with me, and we can chat a little bit here. We haven't been out. This is our first t-shirt. We're doing things a little bit different this year. Instead of being out for every single game, we're kind of picking the big ones to go out for. And so here we are for Tennessee week here. The Life's a Butch t-shirt is, oh, come on, man. Is that not like one of the best you've ever seen yet? I mean, wasn't that good? It is really good. I mean, Paul endorses it because he's been getting these things forever. If he endorses it, it's really good. My wife's a little bit offended because she doesn't know about Butch Jones and the backstory to that. So she's like, well, that's not a very nice thing to put on a t-shirt. You know, she's sensitive to things like that. And I said, well, no, it's because it's Butch Jones. And so now she understands. So, hopefully that's okay. Don't be offended. All right. That's all I'm saying. Unless you're a Tennessee fan. If you're a Tennessee fan, you might be a little bit offended. In the three today, SB Nation MLB insider Chris Cotillo will come back to talk a little bit of baseball with us in anticipation of game four in the NLCS, game five in the ALCS. Then David Moulton from SiriusXM's ESPNU and the SEC on CBS is back talking college football with us. CBS this week, of course, in Tuscaloosa for Alabama and Tennessee. I'll be there as well for CBS Radio. In the four, Jordan Bianchi, who handles NASCAR for SB Nation, is back. We'll talk some Talladega with him, and we'll set up the final race in Kansas that is coming up before the next cut. And then Vince Ferraro from the Sports Animal in Knoxville, who has a unique perspective on Alabama UT because he's been on both sides of that. He used to work in Tuscaloosa, now he works in Knoxville, and he was in Tuscaloosa when things were not so nice. And now he's been in Knoxville when things are not so nice. So he can contrast and compare with that. You know, but no matter how bad it ever got, when Alabama was losing like six in a row to UT and things like that, they were never a 35-point dog. It was never like, okay, Tennessee's a 35-point favorite over Alabama. No, it was never that way. I don't care when it was. It was never, ever, ever that way. And that's what it is right now. Alabama 34.5, 35-point favorite in that game coming up on Saturday. All right, if you have an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll-free at 866-485-9867. We also have the entire digital doghouse for you as well. That consists of our Twitter feed, at Tom Abraham Show, where you can throw us a follow. You got the Facebook fan page. You can throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Then there's the text window. That, of course, is 732-982-7469. That gets you into doghouse. Inbox is open, Tom, at TomAbraham.com. So all of those things work for you. All of those are ways that you can get in, contribute to the show. And don't forget, the UMP website is umpsports.com. Great, sweet deals there as well. And you can also pick up or check us out at umpsports on the Twitter, Facebook.com/umpsports. The man behind the curtain over there, playing the stacks of wax, the platters that matter, answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure we stay on here. In our palatial UMP studios, wishing he was at Jersey Mike's. He's one part Italian. He's one part Mexican. We got subs for all of that here. He's one part mutt. His family calls him Antonio Macbeth. To us, he's simply Tony Holm.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
Do you know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Guy's an intern.
You don't ever say that to me. Bullcrap.
All those of you that know Italians and like Italians, this is your day.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, what greaseball goombas come out of the woodwork.
You can act like a man,
You can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
How come there ain't no Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
I don't know how to say this, so I'm going to choose my words very carefully. I think you're a psycho.
Now, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
You ask a question every week that I don't know anything about.
We love you. We love you forever and ever.
Say hello to my little friend.
Hey, 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 T-Mac, how you doing today?
Big dog, I'm fantastic. I'm a little jealous. It sounds like you're having a good time. I'd love to see those shirts in person. But, you know, I'm just excited that you're excited and you get to hand those things out. It's they look good.
Now, the shirts are fantastic. We've had a steady flow of people already picking them up. They look outstanding. And it's Jersey Mike's, man. Now, you had been to – I know I introduced you to Jersey Mike's before, but I mean, you had been to Jersey Mike's before you went with me, hadn't you?
No, I hadn't. I had never been to Jersey Mike's before. I'd never been big on just going out and trying some places. And I'm glad I had. I'm glad you took me.
I didn't know that was your Jersey Mike's cherry. I didn't know that. That was, I'll tell you what. Now, did you get the Philly cheesesteak? Because I got the Philly. Yeah. The Giant, right? I mean, did you get the Giant? I got the Giant. It's like forget this footlong crap. You know, the Giant has to be, my line is the Giant 18 inches? Is it like 14 inches? It's 16 inches, okay? All right. It starts out 16. And then it's 14, you know, it kind of shrinks. I know one thing. It's bigger than any footlong thing. I'll tell you that right now. It's bigger than that. But it's they say it's 14 inches. I'm going with 16 inches is what I think it is. But it is fantastic. And look, they've got a lot of other things. I mean, they've got their famous Philly. I get it without the peppers and onions because I just, that's the way I roll. But they've got everything else too. The Junkyard Babe had some kind of, what'd you have, turkey? I think you had turkey. Number 7 is what you had, didn't you? She had the number 7. Which is turkey breast and provolone. That's the way people order, by the way. The Jersey Mike's is from Jersey, you know, and that's why everything is just numbered. It's just like it's like a Chinese sub shop. It's just, you just say the number. Oh, have a 44, please. You know, that's the way it is. But it's good stuff. So come on down and check it out. And these shirts are gonna fly. T-Mac, the shirts are unbelievable, man. You saw the design, right?
Yeah. I'm very, very excited that the shirts turned out great because I know it was something you were really excited about. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool. And 4,018 days. Thank you, Smokey Mike, for telling us that because he's the one that gave us the background on that. I wasn't sure, but he has it. He has it emblazoned. I'm seeing Tennessee fans tweeting that if Tennessee wins the game, that they will get Butch Jones's name or his signature tattooed on their arm or on their butt or on their leg and stuff like that. That's how confident Tennessee fan is that they're going to get whacked.
Wow. I think you should get a Butch Jones tattoo on you somewhere if Bama loses. You absolutely should.
Can I get a Butch Jones tattoo, Al? If, babe? Oh, she said yes.
Yes.
She said I can get a – I don't want no Butch Jones tattoo.
That's the whole
point.
Even
if they lose – well, that would be bad. That would be – no, I'm not getting no tattoo. Oh. It doesn't matter. They're not going to win. There's no chance that they're going to win.
I mean, I'll pay.
Come on, it's ridiculous.
I'll pay for it. I don't pay for the
tattoo.
If Bama loses, I'll pay for you to get that tattoo.
A Butch tat?
Oh, yeah.
A Butch tat. If Alabama loses, I got to get a Butch tat. Right on my butt.
Yeah, it'd be pretty great.
It'd be fantastic, man. People are in line getting food here. They're just like decided not to eat now. They're just thinking about a Butch tat on my butt. And they're like, nah, I don't think we're going to eat. I think that's the end of that meal. I don't think they want to eat anymore. Is this too loud for you guys, by the way, down there? You all right? You good? I don't want to blow people out. I don't want to tick off the people that are working and stuff. The guy that's making the Philly cheesesteaks over there, I don't want him to get upset. You know what I mean? You want the food preparers to be in a happy mood. That's all I'm saying about that. All right. As we said, by the way, those of you just joining us now, Jersey Mike's Airport and Whitesburg and the Villages at Whitesburg. T-Mac, did you know what was going on at Yankee Stadium before I texted you last night all with that exuberation?
I was on my way home. I just walked in the door.
Was it that early? I guess so.
Yeah, it was about 7
I guess
o'clock.
It was 7:15. Man, it was something. It was of lore. It was the kind of game that is of lore. You know what I mean? It was that kind of a game. It was just absolutely incredible. baseball last night. And then, of course, the basketball. I'm sure you were very much into your beloved Boston Celtics. And what a horrific injury for Gordon Hayward. I mean, I feel terrible for the guy. And I just hate that they kind of – all of the dot-coms and all of the TV networks, sports networks, have to kind of sensationalize it by showing it over and over again. But just a bad, bad injury for them.
Yeah, there's so much that you can say about that injury, how awful it was, the coverage of seeing it over and over again. LeBron being the guy to go up and you know, tell him – he hopes he's going to be okay, really give him extended time over there. That was really awesome to see. And when things like that happen, yeah, you really kind of expect your teammates' heads to be out of it a little bit because, you know, you don't expect them to basketball to be the first thing on their mind. I know they got to play a game and they get paid to, but that's one of their buddies out there they've been working right with all summer. And for them to come back and have a really good chance to win that game was impressive too.
Yeah, maybe motivated a little bit by him. But, yeah, I mean, that, I thought for sure that becomes a blowout. And it came back. And as you heard in the cuts there, the Cavs needed those last couple of trips down the floor to lock up the win. And don't forget, I mean, Kyrie Irving, ball in hand, has that. He had two looks at the end, didn't he? I mean, he had opportunity to tie that thing up right at the end there.
Thought both of them were going. That last one he let go, I thought it was a no-brainer. I thought we tied it up. I thought it was over with. Or overtime.
Yeah, and then, of course, then in the late game, you know, just like last year, right? Didn't San Antonio whack the Warriors last year in Oakland on opening night?
Smacked them.
So now you got Houston going in there, and Houston whacks them, and Swaggy P looking pretty good for Golden State. But that was kind of a surprising result the way that happened. I mean, Golden State or Houston just owned the third quarter, had that big rally in the third quarter, take the lead and win. So I don't think I'm ready to like drop the odds on Golden State to win the NBA championship now. You know, it's not like they're a long shot now, but and I don't know if it means a thing. But you know what? It's a win. I mean, they're not going to go 82-0. You know, that's all you can do if you're Houston is win the game, right? One more win.
They're on pace.
Full slate of association tonight for those of you that like this. I
think they're on pace to lose 82 games now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Houston right now is looking at 82-0. I mean, that's the thing. They're on pace to be unbeaten. You know, that could happen. All right, give me some news, will you? Give us a little something that we didn't know before. What do you got?
All right, big dog. I'm going to start this one for you. In 1974. All right. Now, in 1974, Chicago Bull Nate Thurmond becomes the first player in the NBA to complete a quadruple double: 22 points, 14 boards, 13 assists, and 12 blocks. That's freaking insane. And for those of you who are tired of the NBA started already, don't worry. That's about all the basketball you're going to get. Because in 1977, Reggie Jackson hits three consecutive home runs, tying Babe Ruth's World Series record. Now, I don't know how you can get more clutch than that. Three consecutive home runs. That's ridiculous.
Oh, it was unbelievable to watch.
I'm sure, I couldn't imagine watching something like
maybe,
that.
Maybe my greatest sports memory, to be honest with you, maybe my personal greatest sports memory
was
to sit there and watch that happen.
Big Dog's favorite sports memory, Reggie Jackson, three consecutive home runs. That's incredible. 1992, Philadelphia Eagle Randall Cunningham set an NFL quarterback scramble record of 3,683 scrambles. I do not believe that came in one game or one year because that would be a ridiculous record.
And that would be a record.
In 2009, Tom Brady throws 5 second-quarter touchdowns, of course, against the Tennessee Titans, an NFL record for touchdown passes in one quarter. Go figure. And then a couple birthdays today. 1985, Yonis Cespedes is born. He's turning 32 years old today. And in 1939, Big Dog, if you were back in the studio right now, you would be able to play your sound bites because we talked about him the other day. 1939, 78 years old today, Mike Ditka.
Oh, I love Mike Ditka. And my daddy was born in 1939 too, but not today. He's coming up in November. In fact, my mother and my father born in 1939 in November, 4 days apart. So, big year.
That's incredible.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll tell you what. Let's get a break. We'll come back. I've got some stuff I want to talk about with this college football season and where we're headed as we head for the stretch run. We'll have that for you. Phone lines are open. We are at Jersey Mike's. That echo out of my ear. Were you there, T-Mac? Yeah, get back into the groove of pulling that button down and getting me a... T-Mac's got a lot to do. When I'm on the road, it's a different animal, man. He's got a lot of extra stuff he's got to do. But we'll come back with open lines. 866-485-9867. We are at Jersey Mike's. It is the Alabama-Tennessee game day T-shirt remote. We've got them here for you. Whitesburg and Airport Road at the brand new Jersey Mike's. They've been open like a month. So come on down and check out these T-shirts. Snag one of them just for coming in right here on the Tom Abraham Show. 730-1039. The Ump. Get over here, Mike, before you buy yourself. Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. On location, game day T-shirt remote, Tennessee, Alabama, on Saturday. We are at Jersey Mike's at the corner of Whitesburg and Airport Road in the back corner of the Villages of Whitesburg. You can't miss it. The Ump truck is out front. Well, you could miss it in a little bit. It's kind of small, but I mean, you could. It's right there. It's really cool. Looks really cool. I asked the junkyard baby, I said, what do you think of the new Ump truck? She goes, it's cute. I said, oh, yeah, that's where we're going for cute. But no, it is. It's very nice. Very, very cool. And it's out front. Smokey Mike is right. I did not think that we were going to see Smokey Mike. I mean, I really appreciate you making the effort to come out here. And I appreciate the fact that you could come in with a smile on your face.
Well, what else can I do? Honestly.
Come in with an Uzi, you know, fill the place with bullets. You know, I don't know. Come in, double tap me. I go nuts. I don't lose your mind.
Now, big dog, now, why am I'm not that way. You know this for a fact. I mean, I like I said yesterday, I've already accepted the fact that this is going to be an L.
That 3 years ago, you weren't that way. Though. Like, when you thought that this was maybe they were getting better and better, yeah, you were like, they would lose and you'd lose your mind and everything. But it's like now you're just like waiting for the inevitable.
Exactly. And that's just one of those things, too, is that it's like, you know, I was a sheep. The Bama game 2 years ago made me a sheep. The 1914 made me a sheep of Butch Jones. But then I lost my sheepness last year at this current week because, I mean, that was the biggest reality check of all was Alabama just coming in and kneeling and destroying Tennessee. And it's like, all right, yeah, no more.
Is there a scenario where it can be a 1914 game? I mean, I don't even know how it could happen. I mean, that Alabama wasn't a 35-point favorite then, you know what I mean? And I just, there have been two in this run that were close. Of course, the Rocky Block, you know, game, but that was close one there. And then this one a couple of years ago that you're talking about. But it's hard to see a scenario that's not 40-something to 10.
I know. I mean, Tennessee's rush defense is garbage. Dead last in the SEC. I mean, Alabama's just running the ball down the throats, and Jalen Hurts won't have to throw the ball. To be honest with you, he could just run the like.
Well, nor has anybody else. That's why I always laugh. You know, I mean, Chris. I don't know if you heard Chris Stewart before you got out in the Alabama report, and they're selling the Tennessee comes in with the number one ranked pass defense in the SEC. And like, of course they have the number one ranked pass defense in the SEC. They're down for touchdowns before anybody has thrown a pass. I mean, if you have the worst rush defense, you're probably going to have the best pass defense because nobody passes.
You're exactly right on that. And look at what Georgia Tech did. 535 rushing yards against the Vols. Georgia, 316. Didn't have to throw the ball. And, you know, but you know what? I came here to support you and to support the Ump like I was supposed to and like be a good boy. But the thing is, these shirts, as much as I hate them, especially when it's got the number right there, and Be Rich,
you were the inspiration for that. You were the one, because I was like, how long has it been? And you sent me a text, and you're like, 4,000. And I go, oh, we got to put that on the shirt.
You could thank Be Rich for that one, because he keeps on reminding me each and every time of how long the streak has gotten. And it's just, it's going to be about 4,400, close to that. But you know what? Hopefully, I mean, Gruden was in the crowd Saturday. Let's hope that he comes to save. But you know what? Gruden, Chip Kelly, Gary Patterson, my top three right there, not in any particular order.
Not Bobby Petrino. Not Bobby Petrino.
Bobby Petrino lost to Kentucky with a Heisman Trophy winner. Why would I want him?
Well, there's that, I suppose. But, I mean, you know, a lot of people think that he's one of the guys that would be up for coming back. Scott Frost's name is being bumped around. And I love Scott Frost. He's at UCF, but he – you know, of course, won a national championship as a quarterback at Nebraska. And to me, look at Nebraska. I mean, they need their guys going down. That's going to happen. How do they not? I don't care what UCF does. They're going to raise $1 million doing this and that. If Mama comes calling, he's got to go to Nebraska. I mean, why wouldn't Nebraska try to hire him?
That's a real good question, because that's one of those things. I mean, you got a national championship winning quarterback right there, and that's why a lot of Vol fans want to see T. Martin come back. It's just because, granted, I mean, he's doing good things with the offense at Southern Cal, but he hadn't been a head coach before, and that's just one of those things like, but then you see what Kirby's doing in year two, and you're like, well, it could be a little bit of a difference right there.
Yeah, that's the guy that Albert wants. Albert Haynesworth is big on T. Martin. He really would like to see T. Martin. Well, I'm glad you're in good spirits and that you have a good – overall, I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that you're colored, you know, orange, overall, pretty cool T-shirt, right? I mean, you've seen a number of these things. That's a pretty good one.
That's better than most that I've seen. So I'm just going to say that.
There you go. I think we got a couple of dog sightings right here. We got the wait a minute now, porch dog and underdog and porch dog, or porch underdog and porch dog and underdog. Okay, and porch dog is a UT fan, right? You're a UT fan, and of course you're an Alabama fan, so you're gonna wear one of these. He's not gonna wear when I hook porch dog up. I mean, porch dog. Now, which one of you two guys, come on over here a little bit closer. Which one of you two guys is the entertainer? Because you look more like the musician. You look just like an Alabama fan. You know what I mean? You're the musician, are you?
Yeah.
Well, come on. You know how to get on the mic. Come over here and get a little closer on the mic. Now, what is it that, what do you do?
I play guitar and write songs.
All right. So he plays guitar and writes songs. What do you do? Are you like his manager or something, or what? Or you just buy him?
It's like Elvis.
All right, these guys are down here. Junkyard Babe will hook you up with the right size if you want to get on those things. All right, phone lines are open if you want to get in. Bobby from Huntsville is up first. Bobby, welcome in. How are you, man?
Man, I'm doing good, big dog. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Hey, brother. Everybody's got a my fish is bigger than your fish story. They were in the know before somebody else was in the know. And I've got one of those stories for you. Back when Saban was rumored to be coming to Bama, before he was even a hot rumor, kind of like your guys there in the kitchen at Jersey Mike's, man, you said you got to keep them happy. The cooks in the kitchen, they know what's up before anybody else does. And a real good friend of mine was a chef at a local restaurant, and he told me probably a solid month ahead of time that Saban was going to be the next head coach. And I just blew it off. There's no way. Then Saban has a press conference, not coming, whatever. And then there was all this hype around it. And I remember that time of life, man, you know, 10 years ago, and it was just a great time as a Bama fan. What I don't remember, and I was going to ask you about this, what was the air like? What was the anticipation like for Butch Jones to come? Obviously, it wouldn't have been like Saban coming to Bama. But what was it like? Were the Volunteer fans, were they pumped? Were they excited? Did they have – what was the outlook like?
Well, I was in, you know, obviously I was in Nashville at the time, and that's all UT country around there, no matter what anybody around Vandy thinks. And they were absolutely out of their mind over Lane Kiffin. It was like anybody but Phil. They were ready to move on from Phil, and it was Lane Kiffin was walked on water for them. And then when Kiffin left, Dooley, well, hey, it's Vince Dooley's son, man. I mean, this is Vince Dooley, but Vol for Life. You know, he invented Vol for Life and all that kind of stuff. That went south fast. And they really loved the idea of Butch. Yeah, look, Butch Jones, he took over for Brian Kelly at Cincinnati, and look at all the winning they did. And he did all that winning at Central Michigan when he took over for Brian Kelly there. And, you know, so there's always been a certain amount of myopia, I should say, almost always been a certain amount of myopia with Tennessee fan, with whoever comes in. And it's what everybody, I mean, look at how Alabama fans were when Mike Shula got the job and when Mike DeBose got the job. And you're always going to have that feeling. But, you know, Butch Jones, this is a litany of unproven guys that they continue to go to. And that's why I think the next one's got to be a home run. They got to hire a real, true blue
coach the word.
That has, yeah.
You took the words right out of my mouth, man. They really need to hit the swing for the fences and hit the home run, I hope. Because I want the third Saturday in October to mean something again really soon. And I know it wouldn't be a home run swing. I know it wouldn't be a home run swing, big dog. But I got to tell you, I would love to see him at least sniff a former player with possibly T. Martin where he's at. But throw your guy a bone when he gets on the radio with you here just a little bit. And our local guy, Jason Swain, tell him to throw his hat in the ring, man. Nothing wrong with a little local flavor up there in Knoxville.
Yeah, you know, I hear that. I don't even know who he's endorsing for the gig, but it has to be somebody that has experience, Power Five coaching experience. That's the only reason why I even have pause with Scott Frost. I mean, as good as he has been and doing what he's doing at UCF, that's not the SEC either. So, you know, I think you have to get somebody like that. But, you know, what did you think of the poll question yesterday about how you would react about Lane Kiffin returning? Because 68% of almost 1,300 respondents to a Saturday Down South poll, Tennessee fans, 68% said that they would welcome with open arms Lane Kiffin back as head coach of Tennessee.
Brother, it's just like when you go to the prom with the hottest chick at school, and then the next week she's with a new guy, and then 3 months later she wants you to take her to dinner. You're ponying up the bucks for that steak dinner, bro.
So wait a minute. Is Lane Kiffin the steak dinner, or is he the hot chick? I'm not sure. I think you might have lost me there for a minute.
He's the hot chick. Yeah, he thought you had what you wanted, and he bounced out of town. And now he's hot again, and you think you might want him. But, again, I'm a Bama fan. They can have him. They can absolutely have him, man. And I tell you, that would make it interesting for sure. But there was nothing sweeter for me than that look on his face when he walked off the field after Mount Cody's block. I'd love to see it again.
But look how close he had them. You know what I mean? I mean, look at how close he had them in that, you know, that particular year. Now, you know, I don't know if it would have made a difference. I don't know where UT is right now. If he's in his, you know, sixth year as the head coach of UT, I don't know. You know, obviously it didn't exactly go great for him at USC. But I'll agree with you about one thing. You know, as much as I have fun kind of busting chops about this deal, when I got up here, Tennessee was kind of ruling a roost in that rivalry. This has been a very streaky rivalry. I went through it with, you know, when Bear dominated, and after that, Tennessee dominated, and after that, you know, Alabama goes back and forth. But it is a better SEC when Tennessee is good. It's a better SEC
Absolutely.
When Tennessee is good. Yeah.
All right, brother. Appreciate you taking the call, man. Have a good time down there. If I get a chance, I'll catch you guys up there at the sub shop, man.
Bye, man. Appreciate it. Buggy hit the text window. My brother and sister are on the train to Yankee Stadium right now for Game 5. How beautiful is that? And by the way, FS1, shame on you. FS1 has got like a countdown clock to the game, ALCS Game 5. And the countdown clock, we have FS1 on here at Jersey Mike's where we're at the corner of Whitesburg and Airport Road. And they have a countdown clock, and the countdown clock says 19 minutes to ALCS game. It's not 19. It's 19 minutes till the one-hour pregame show. Okay, let's not get carried away here. Believe me, I know. That first pitch is at 4:05. It's not 19 minutes till the game. Stop that. Now, let me get Trill in here before the break. Kenny Trill, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, big dog?
You are?
Let me tell you what Lane Kiffin is. Lane Kiffin's that girl, that hot girl, that's smoking hot, but you've heard all these bad things about her. You know, hey, she might have an STD, but, but I don't know. Okay, why not? Let's give it a try. You know what I mean? Dude, I stay away from Lane Kiffin, guys.
Wait a
minute. To see anybody but Lane Kiffin.
Wait a minute. Lane Kiffin is the hot girl who might have an STD? I mean, are you guys kidding
me? Kiffin,
I mean, is that
Lane
where you
Kiffin
went?
Is one of them. You get a 50-50 chance I'm going home at chlamydia. No, don't do it.
Oh, my gosh. It's two Lane Kiffin is the hot girl references in a row. The hot girl who might give you chlamydia. She's hot,
don't
but you might go home with chlamydia.
Don't do it,
That's terrible, man. That's awful.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who we're going to give the ball fans. We're going to give them Gus Malzahn. How about that?
Yeah, Gus could be available at some particular point in time in the not too distant future. Smokey, you want Gus Malzahn?
We'll trade them Gus Malzahn.
No, he doesn't. Smokey
don't.
We're
just a 3-star recruit. They can have him, and we'll find another coach.
Which is a 3-star recruit and a blue tick hound, and you can have Gus Malzahn. Just throw in a blue tick hound.
And we'll take a couple pitches of Lane Kiffin's ex-wife, and we'll be good.
There you go. Did they get divorced? I didn't even know if they got divorced. Yeah, did they end up getting divorced? Did they get divorced? He still got a kid named Knox, so. Though. Yeah, yeah. All right, man. Appreciate you, Kenny.
My Cubs are gone.
Oh, they're done. Oh, your Cubs are done, man. I mean, Joe Maddon said it. I mean, they've got four straight game sevens coming up. So good luck with that. But, yeah, I think they win tonight, and then they'll lose in game five.
Yeah, me too. I think they're done in five. Anyway, dog, I appreciate your trip out there, Jersey Mike. We'll see.
All right, man. Appreciate you. It's always good to hear from Kenny Tro. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back with an update next. It's the Tom Abraham Show right here. At 730-1039, The Hump. Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Got guys coming in with vintage game day t-shirts from years ago. It's very cool. We're at Jersey Mike's. Right here, Airport Road and Whitesburg. Nice steady flow. So we got plenty of t-shirts. Come on down and get yours. Life's a Butch t-shirt for the game day t-shirt for Alabama and Tennessee. Let's get an update right now with T-Mac. It's a Doghouse Sports Report.
I'll hit you with some quick ones. Really, really fast, big dog. The Chicago Bulls lose two guys before the season even starts after a physical altercation took place in practice on Tuesday between Bobby Portis Jr. and Nikola Mirotic. Excuse me. Portis gets an 8-game suspension after punching Mirotic in the face, causing him to be taken to the hospital. Mirotic suffered fractured bones in the face and a concussion. He will miss 4 to 6 weeks. And the 2018 NFL Draft will take place in Dallas at AT&T Stadium. The draft has been in New York from 1965 to 2014 when the NFL decided to take that thing on a road tour starting in Chicago in 2015 and in Philly last year. Now we'll be in Dallas this year. I'm Tony Mack. That is your Doghouse Sports Report.
You almost said Chicago, like I said.
Yeah, I
thought
did.
You were going to say Chicago. It was like Chicago. I don't know why I say it that way. Chicago. I like to watch Chicago Fire and Chicago Med. I like Chicago PD, too. I like Chicago Justice, but they canceled that show. Hey, T-Mac, I got some kind of music here, man. Porch Dog. Was it Porch Dog or Underdog? I don't know which one it was now. The one that's the musician did a little something he said we might want to use for the open. I can't wait. We might have original music here. I feel like I'm back in Nashville. All right, coming up next, talking some baseball, Chris Cotillo from SB Nation here on 730-1039. Yeah.